Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Tate and he is out, Mulevey applying the tag. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulevey moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. the Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Tate and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Spencer moves to third. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. Maynish moves to third. It's 3-2, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maynish scores. It's 4-2, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malivi for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards third. Cecil can't make a play. That's a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive towards short. Malivi catches it and steps on second to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 2 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Kerr reaches third base with a triple. Willie Com pinch hits for Johnny Watwood. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr scores. One out. It's 4-3, Senators. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Red Barnes now playing center field. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Maynish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barnes throws the ball into Kerr, who tags QL trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Maynish scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Bud Clancy. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil scores. 1 out. It's 5-4, Senators. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.